Malaysia's Prime Minister Najib Razak said his government's investigation of the killing of Kim Jong-nam will be objective. Kim Jong-nam was the half-brother of the North Korean leader, Kim Jong-un. We have no reason why we want to do something to paint North Korea in a bad light, but we will be objective, Najib told reporters on Monday in the Malaysian capital, Kuala Lumpur. Japanese broadcaster Fuji TV released video footage that appears to show Kim Jong-nam being attacked in Kuala Lumpur International Airport last week. Two women, believed to be North Korean agents, participated in the attack. One of them appeared to put poison on Kim Jong-nam's face. Officials have not confirmed this footage. Tensions have been rising between Malaysia and North Korea in the week following the killing. Early on Monday, Malaysia recalled its representative in Pyongyang, the North Korean capital. Malaysia's foreign ministry said it had recalled its representative for consultations. The North Korean ambassador in Kuala Lumpur raised doubts about Malaysia's impartiality. He said the man killed in Kuala Lumpur's airport was not Kim Jong-nam. North Korean officials have tried to prevent Malaysia from doing an autopsy. An autopsy is an examination of a dead body to find out the cause of death. Instead, North Korean officials have insisted that Malaysian authorities release the body to them. Malaysian authorities have said they will release the body to Kim Jong-nam's son, Kim Han-sol. Malaysian police said they were hunting for four North Koreans who fled the country the day of the attack. They have already detained several other suspects. Malaysia is one of the few countries that maintain ties with North Korea, and this dispute could further isolate the country. Following the news of Kim Jong-nam's death, South Korea convened a meeting of its National Security Council. South Korea's Prime Minister, Wang Kyo-an, was nearly certain that North Korea was behind the killing. The North Korean regime's terrorism tactics are getting bolder, so we must be more vigilant, Wang said. Kim Jong-nam had been living in Macau under Chinese protection. On Saturday, China announced that it had suspended all coal imports from North Korea, a vital source of revenue for the country. I'm John Russell.